sin and fury. We can never accept it. Now God connect to the truth. One with myself.
Amish the Buddha, Amish the Dharma, Amish the Sangha. Times in which there is a great deal of disruption of ordinary patterns and ways of going about things can also be times of burgeoning opportunities. This can be true on a material and physical level. It can be true spiritually as well. We are living in such a time now. Not only because of an ongoing pandemic, but also because there are many shifting relationships in society and in the political world among different nations and peoples as well. This all makes a rather rich and ripe mix. Even the most insular groups of people are affected by this. Lots of change. There's a very simple rule of thumb one can use as one meditatively, as one attempts to meditatively deal with all this change, and as one meditatively considers the nature of both the obstacles and the opportunities that are manifesting sometimes simultaneously in front of one. And this simple rule of thumb can be expressed in a number of ways, but one way to put it very simply is keep self out of it. Keep self out of it. And since it's not possible to entirely keep self out of anything, another way to put it is be on your guard with regard to self interjecting itself into anything very far. In other words, keep a rein on it. Well, how does one do this? Well, obviously there are the precepts. But again, a simple way to express the gist of the precepts in many practical situations is to just say, keep an eye on fame and gain. The fame side of things is the praise and blame side of things. So, We point out to keep an eye on and a tight rein on our tendency to get sucked into fame and gain. Again, on the fame side of things, watch out for blaming people. Watch out for blaming oneself. Watch out for concern about who gets the credit for something, who doesn't get the credit for something, who gets blamed for something, who doesn't get blamed for something. Such considerations, such preoccupations only muddy the waters. To put it another way, if it's possible to do good, to do more good, and get blamed, or to do less good and not get blamed, or to do more good and not get the credit for something, or do less good and get the credit for something. Generally speaking, it might be well worth considering taking the more difficult option, more difficult for self, that is. And foregoing the temporary satisfaction that ends up in nothingness, basically, in a dead end. In other words, sometimes it's better to not get the credit, but accept the blame. For a greater good. As for the gain side of things, that's the fame side of things, the gain side of things. Just as in praise and blame are a pair of opposites to be very wary of. So loss and gain are a pair of opposites, or gain and loss are a pair of opposites to be very wary of. Sometimes it's better to take the loss, the seeming loss, in a good cause. Sometimes a loss at one level allows a big gain at a more spiritual level. Sometimes gain at one level is really loss at another, more important, more real level. So, inevitably, our efforts to not get sucked into fame and gain require us to meditatively look at things more deeply than we might otherwise have done. To meditatively look perhaps for the longer term good and ill effects of our actions rather than the short term. There are plenty of examples. If you just watch some news, there's plenty of examples of people scrambling desperately for the short term. And you see how messy and unsatisfying that way of living is. How utterly empty and self-defeating it is. Selfishness is a complete spiritual dead end. If we wish to truly train in the way of the Buddhas and ancestors, like them, we have to find within ourselves the capacity to transcend selfish concerns, to have real faith and real courage, to leap beyond the opposites, and to follow the eternal wherever the eternal leads, no matter what the cost. Homage to all the Buddhas in all worlds. Homage to all the Bodhisattvas in all worlds. Homage to the scripture of great wisdom.